28강 실전 모의고사 3회 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm afraid the washing machine is broken. It isn't spinning at all.
Again? Then we need to call the repair center and ask them to send a mechanic.
Do you know the phone number for the nearest one?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, ma'am, but we don't allow pets in this restaurant.
Really? But there aren't any signs about that here.
I'm afraid you missed the sign. It's on the window next to the door over there.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I have an announcement to make. This Saturday, August the 5th, the world-renowned speaker and former CEO of A&G Electronics, Adolph Brown, will be visiting us. He'll be making a presentation on how to increase productivity. This is a great opportunity that you should not miss. All employees are invited, and there is no registration fee. The lecture is from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Curtis Convention Center, but starting at 5:30 p.m., complimentary pizza, drinks, and cookies will be served. For more information about Mr. Brown's special lecture, check out the notice on our company's website. Thank you.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Michael. That's awesome. I've never seen anyone ride one of those in real life.
Hey, Sally. So you like my unicycle?
Yeah, I've only seen one on TV.
Unicycles aren't that popular yet, but I think they will be one day.
Do you? Why?
Riding unicycles helps strengthen muscles and improve motor skills. It's a great exercise.
Is it any different than riding a bicycle?
Definitely. Unicycles require far more skills to balance because they just have one wheel.
That makes sense. I guess it's a kind of aerobic exercise, so it also helps burn calories.
Sure. You have to use more muscles while riding a unicycle, since there's no handlebar to rest on like on a bike.
It seems like a good way to keep in shape. I'll try riding one too.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Miss Anderson, could you take a look at my leg. It's bleeding and hurts.
Oh, Greg, take a seat while I grab the first aid kit. What happened?
I fell down the stairs on my way to PE class.
Were you running? Your knee is pretty wounded.
Yeah, ouch, that hurts.
Sorry, but I need to clean it so I can see how bad the wound is.
Do you think I'll need to go see a doctor to get some stitches?
I think so. I'll call your mom to ask her to come and get you at school.
What about my homeroom teacher? He doesn't know where I am.
I can tell him to. Just rest here on the bed in my office.
Thank you, Ms. Anderson.
Not at all. That's why I'm here at school.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Honey, as we plan to add some new things to the living room, I did it during your business trip. What do you think?
Wow, this rectangular table on the carpet looks nice.
It was delivered this morning.
What's this globe on the chest of drawers?
That's the prize Tom won in his school geography contest. He brought it home today.
What a cool prize. He really loves studying geography.
Right. And do you like the fish in the round fishbowl next to the sofa?
Sure. They look very cute.
And I also bought the cushion on the sofa.
Great. The heart shape looks cute. Oh, where did you get the picture hanging over the sofa? I really love the mountain scene in it.
I bought it at the charity bazaar for just $5.
That's so cheap. Everything looks perfect. Good job, honey.
David,
did you know Ashley moved to a new apartment last week?
Yeah, she showed me a photo of her place and invited me to her housewarming party this Friday.
She invited me too. Are you going to the party?
Sure, but I don't know what to give her as a housewarming gift. How about you?
I'm thinking of buying her a cookbook. Ashley is really into cooking these days.
Really? Then maybe I'll get her something for the kitchen, like a frying pan or some dishes.
Why don't you buy something at Portage Shopping Mall? It's in front of our office.
Great. Could you go there with me now? I'll need your advice.
Sure. We'll find something. I know where to look.
Thanks, Emily.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 대회 참가를 포기한 이유를 고르시오.
Elliot, have you signed up for the Youth Invention Contest?
No, I've just heard about it in Miss Jackson's class.
Really? You should sign up. You have lots of original ideas.
I'm planning on it. Are you competing too?
I already signed up, but I'm going to withdraw from the contest.
Why? Is your idea not working? We still have 4 weeks left, so you have time to find a new one.
No, actually, I'm transferring to a high school in Los Angeles next month.
Oh, no. So your family is moving to California?
Yeah, my parents are setting up a new business in LA next month, so I have to move to the city with them.
Sorry to hear that, Cindy. We'll miss you.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Dream Music Center. How can I help you?
I'd like to take a guitar course.
We have 3 levels, beginner, intermediate, and advanced.
I'd like to take the intermediate one. How much is it per month?
For the regular course on weekdays, it's $70. And for the intensive course on weekends, it's $60.
How many hours is the regular course per week?
They meet for an hour every Tuesday and Thursday.
That works perfectly for me. I'll take the regular course.
Great. If you pay for 3 months in advance, you can get a $10 discount off the total.
Great. I'll pay for 3 months now. Do I have to buy a guitar book for the course?
Yes, they're $5 each.
Then I'll buy one of those too. Here's my credit card.
10번. 대화를 듣고 스페이스 센터 캠프에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Sarah, I read your science report and I was impressed.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Your lecturing class really got me interested in astronomy.
Great. Then why don't you join Space Center Camp? It'll be held at the Kennedy Space Center.
Really? Do you know when the camp will be held, too? I'm really interested in it.
It goes for a week from July 14th.
Great. What kinds of activities can I do in the camp?
In the camp, you'll join main activities such as space simulations and listen to special lectures from actual astronauts.
Wow! I've really wanted to join those activities. How can I sign up?
You can apply for the camp directly on the Kennedy Space Center website.
Okay, I'll do it right away.
After you sign up, they'll send you a complimentary T-shirt to wear at the camp and all the camp handouts.
Thanks, Mr. Peterson.
Poetry contest에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Attention, all students. This is your literature teacher, Jack Smith. Do you really enjoy writing poems? Then I recommend you participate in this year's annual poetry contest. All high school students can apply for the contest. The top prize winner will be awarded a $2,500 scholarship for college. In addition, the winner's poem will appear in the National Poetry Magazine. If you want to apply for this year's contest, please visit www.poetrycontest.com to fill out an application form. Applications are being accepted online only and must be submitted by September 7th. Don't wait to sign up, please. Thanks for your attention.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 소형 USB 탁상용 선풍기를 고르시오.
John, have you found anything interesting on sale on the internet?
It's getting hot, so I was looking at some mini USB desktop fans for the office.
Sounds good. That'd be more efficient than using an air conditioner. I'd also like one.
Then let's choose one together. These are the five most popular models. What do you think?
They all look nice, but I don't want to spend over $20.
Me neither. What size would you like? They come in two sizes.
Desktop fans should be small. 12 inches seems too big for a desk.
I agree. And some of them offer more than one wind speed.
Yeah, it'd be great to choose one of those.
Right. Let's get one with more than one wind speed. Now we're down to these two choices. Which color do you prefer?
I like black better.
I quite like that one too. Let's order two.
Okay.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Eddie, you look very tired this morning. Did you have a busy weekend?
Well, I slept well this weekend. I think it's just a case of the Monday blues.
That's what happens every Monday morning. I know that feeling.
But you always look cheerful on Mondays. What's your secret?
I call my friends before coming to work to talk about fun topics. We have a laugh together, and then I come in feeling great.
Wow. Do you have any other tips?
Yes, I do, actually. I also clean my desk as soon as I come in my office.
That doesn't sound like fun.
No, but I feel relaxed and energized whenever I organize my papers and clean off my desk.
Do you really think that'll work for me, too?
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Daniel, what are you doing there?
I'm unpacking. Actually, I packed everything in advance so I could check the weight of my bags.
So, are they okay? Will your bags exceed the airline's weight limit?
This one is too heavy. I don't want to pay the extra fee at the airport, so I'm trying to decide what to take out.
How much weight do you have to take out?
A few kilograms, but I need all this stuff.
Okay, let me see what you have. Do you need to bring all these books? They're heavy.
I know, but I want to read books on my train rides in Spain.
How about reading e-books on your smartphone instead?
Mom, it's hard to read them because my phone has a small screen.
I know what you mean, but you need to reduce the weight somehow. Austin is the student council president at his high school. He's always trying to find ways to help make the school safer and cleaner. This morning, Austin finds there aren't enough trash cans in the school. He thinks that's why students are leaving their garbage around the school. This afternoon, Austin has scheduled a meeting with the principal, Miss Sanderson. He plans to discuss the problem with her. He wants to tell Miss Sanderson that there aren't enough trash cans for students, so more cans should be installed in the school. In this situation, what would Austin most likely say to Miss Sanderson?
Miss Sanderson.
16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오. 16번과 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Wonder of Science. I'm Brian Jones. Today I'm going to tell you one of the most interesting things about the planets in the solar system. With the exception of Earth, all of the planets in our solar system have names from Greek or Roman mythology. Here are some examples. Mercury was named after the Roman god of travel, probably because it moves so quickly across the sky. Venus was named after the Roman goddess of love and beauty, since it is so beautiful in the sky. And then there's Mars, the Roman god of war. The planet probably got its name due to its red color. Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system, so it's fitting that it has the same name as the king of the Roman gods. But that's not all. This tradition was continued when the other planets were discovered in more modern times, too. What a cool way of naming!
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Wonder of Science. I'm Brian Jones. Today I'm going to tell you one of the most interesting things about the planets in the solar system. With the exception of Earth, all of the planets in our solar system have names from Greek or Roman mythology. Here are some examples. Mercury was named after the Roman god of travel, probably because it moves so quickly across the sky. Venus was named after the Roman goddess of love and beauty, since it is so beautiful in the sky. And then there's Mars, the Roman god of war. The planet probably got its name due to its red color. Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system, so it's fitting that it has the same name as the king of the Roman gods. But that's not all. This tradition was continued when the other planets were discovered in more modern times, too. What a cool way of naming!
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 행성이 아닌 것은?